Sheridan's Bill Dahlin is a long-distance runner who's competed in 2 Boston marathons and who's completed several ultra-marathons. He's hoping to use that mental toughness he's developed over the years and put it towards running the state as Wyoming's next governor. The Republican tells me that his goal is to diversify the state economy, and one of his ideas surrounds hemp.
People confuse that with marijuana. It's not marijuana. My dad wore hemp combat boots in World War II. They declassified it for World War II. Matter of fact, they had a song and a mantra about hemp for victory in World War II. Well, we've come a long way since then. We import about $1 billion worth of hemp products into this country right now and is scheduled to double in the next 2 to 5 years. It's a catalyst. It's not a cure-all. It's a catalyst to get us to think different and actually do something different in the state of Wyoming. It can grow here in Albany County. It can grow in Sheridan County. It can grow in, it's a 3-month crop. It has 25,000 uses. It would touch the agriculture sector, transportation sector, logistics sector, and also the transportation sector. All those sectors would be benefited from industrial hemp, and we can start that by taking down barriers and allowing the people to proceed with it.
What other areas do you see the need? I'm sure you've been following what Endow's been doing and talking about. Are you on board with their ideas, or are there some other areas you'd like to see discussed?
When we talk about Endow, we got to talk about Wyoming Business Council. And for the listeners out there, Wyoming Business Council was developed 20 years ago for one purpose, and that was to diversify the economy in Wyoming. That's a failed model. That didn't work. And what we're doing with Endow is we're doubling down on top of that failed model with another governmental regulated entity that is actually doomed to fail the same way that Wyoming Business Council did. And what we're doing is we're just spending money. Wyoming Business Council, we spent about $1 billion of taxpayer money in 20 years to diversify our economy with no significant outcome. Endow has the same trajectory.
One of the things they are talking about, though, is the and even hired the state has a broadband coordinator to try and finally once and for all get broadband to some of these areas that don't have it. And the tech sector seems to be on the mind of a lot of people in the state. Do you think that's a good place to go?
I think infrastructure is part of the responsibility of government. Those two separate situations, though. And Dow doesn't have to have a purpose for infrastructure. The Wyoming Department of Transportation or some other entity could do that without adding another layer specific to that broadband. And I would look at working with the municipalities across the state to have them work for their own purposes and their own destination and their own destiny.
I think a segue there would be funding for municipalities. Years ago, we didn't want to commit tax money directly to municipalities and decided to fund it out of the general fund, and it's sending it, I think, $105 million. Are you satisfied with that? I know municipalities have come to the Revenue Committee and asked for ways that maybe they might make some more money with a local sales tax or more local sales taxes or something else. What's your thoughts on local government funding right now?
Well, I think, first of all, the state should be limited government, and the municipalities should have more authority to do what they need to do for their community. If the people in that municipality and the people in that government agree that they need to have more taxes to substantiate certain growth or certain areas, that's up to them. I don't have any issue with local government. That's where things should be actually transpiring as a local level, not at the state level.
Bill Dahlin visiting with us. He is your one of your Republican candidates for governor. Want to talk a little bit about health care and mental health, and both in the same vein. Do you have a plan for how we can get more medical providers to people in far-flung areas?
I do have a plan, and I think the focus would need to be on preventative health first and foremost. Hawaii, if you take a look at their state, they rate sometimes in the first place as far as their health concerns go in Hawaii. There's many other states, and the number one issue that they have to accomplish that is preventative health. And that's what, you know, when we have an automobile, we're driving an automobile and we have an accident, our insurance rates go up. But if we drive reasonable and prudent, our insurance stays at a certain level and it doesn't go up significantly. There should be no differentiation with that in our personal health. We should be responsible for our personal health, and preventative health care should be emphasized and pushed along the state lines in rural areas. Then we also get into telehealth, which is something that's coming down the pike. Technology will help our rural areas in the future greatly, and it gets back to the infrastructure for your broadband and things like that. Those are issues that will help our health industry. Mental health is severely lacking in Wyoming. We need to really emphasize and focus on mental health and preventative health care for the mental health sector too.
One of the things that continually comes up is that, you know, you have the energy industry that pays a lot in taxes, and then maybe the rest of us that don't pay all that much. I wondered if maybe reforming the tax system a little bit, lowering it for some of them and increasing it for some other businesses, isn't the way to go. What are your thoughts on that?
We do need to look at what we're spending right now. Maybe reform in some areas for vehicles or different things like that, but it would be less tax, not more tax. And the thing about taxing, if we raise taxes or address other taxes, that's not going to inspire the 8,500 people that left here in the last year and a half to move back so they can pay more taxes. People aren't leaving the state. They're leaving the state because of lack of opportunities. That's what we need to focus on first and foremost, and then how we spend our money.
Bill Dahlin, a pleasure having you stop by and joining us, and thank you very much. Good luck.
Well, thank you very much, and it's not too late for your listeners out there to just run down to the courthouse and get an absentee ballot. By ourselves as candidates, we can't do anything, but all of us working together, there's nothing we can't accomplish.